Wow, you look just like my ex.
Hey, you up?
DTF.
Kinda out of your league, but thanks for the swipe.
No thanks, ugly.
I wasn't interested anyway.
Where are you?
You up?
Thanks for the swipe.
Whatever.
Height mate, please. I'm kinda out of your league, but... Dating up disasters.
Oh my god. Guys, we are back. I am so excited. You have no idea. This pandemic has literally driven me up the fucking wall. But I'm so excited. Sarah is not with us today. It's her birthday, so she's out partying in some type of pandemic form or fashion. But we have a new addition to the podcast. So exciting. Her name is Alyssa Abraham. And she...
That was me. I tried
I
to do
it.
I
can't even hear the sound effect.
Oh, never mind. It's already.
We are very excited to be back. I wasn't sure when this is going to happen, but today is the day. And then we also have a very special guest calling from the UK who reached out to me. His name is Jamie. And he And he is... created his own fitness dating app called Fit FCK, which I called Fit Fuck, but I guess neither is wrong, right?
Amazing. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Look, it's created with a clear intention, but we'll stick with Fit FCK, I guess.
so that's pretty cool. I don't know of any. I'm sure there's fitness dating apps here, but in the UK, is that like a big thing?
It was when we started off, yeah, like it was pretty much the creation of the name was around our competitor structure. Like we had seven other competitors at the time and we were getting nowhere fast, and we basically initially called FitNet, and I was like, this is just, I need to change it up. So we changed it to Fit SDK, and without trying to sound too cringe, that the rest is history, I guess.
Wow. That's all it took, huh? That's great. So what made you even start this?
So I got heavily into fitness when I left school and sort of did the whole personal training qualification and started like a fitness blog on Instagram, which was around that time, about 6 years ago. It was the sort of like birth of the six-pack selfies that you see online, all the gym videos. It was when it was really exploding. And a friend of mine sort of suggested that I did a competition, you know, one of those things where you go on stage in ridiculously tight pants. All of that stuff. Looking back on it now as a 26-year-old, I'm like, man, I'm not sure I'd do that again. But yeah, it was an experience. But for the best part of like 12 weeks, I was eating, you know, disgusting meals, training 3 times a day, up at 4 a.m. every morning. And my girlfriend at the time just felt second best, which she wasn't, but I can understand how she felt that way. Well, and she broke up with me. We were together for like the best part of 6 months. And well, it was kind of like, I understood it completely, but it led me to think there's got to be a platform where people who are doing something similar to me can meet like-minded people and connect in that sort of way of training. Because, you know, you get to train together, you know, cook your meals together. And as cliche as it sounds, that stuff that you see on Instagram, like fit couple goals and all that, that is essentially what a lot of our users aspire to be.
Well, so
I think
I'm sorry. I actually have such a weird adverse thing to this app because I like a guy to be fit, right? But I don't like those guys that are in the gym 24/7. And that's, I don't mean to offend you because that's probably.
No.
But I totally get like you kind of really need a like-minded chick to be able to understand investing that much time into the gym.
And that's the thing. We did a post on it today actually where, I mean, it's a weird partnership that me and my business partner have got. It's like he's former like Rolls Royce CTO, like technology guy. Like he's like the tech guy behind it. I'm sort of like the case study, I guess. And we were chatting today and I was like, we need to start talking about like the perks of being in a fit couple. And when we really sat down and thought about it, it really is quite appealing to a lot of our people. Like, you know, there's quality one-to-one time, accountability for each other. You get to respect and understand each other's grind a bit more. Sex life is improved, just being up front here. And like, I guess it's the thing that I've really sort of appreciated from when I've been, you know, in a relationship with someone who trains is that the anger that you would spend in an argument, you release it in the gym together. And that for me is a huge one because I hate arguing as a couple. And I think if you can release that testosterone in the gym, it's a lot better.
So what are you saying? That like you just this is like blowing my mind right now. Like you don't argue because like what if she pisses you off? You could just take it out in the gym and then you don't tell her about it and you're just good?
I wouldn't say that, but I think that like one thing I've noticed is that for example, when isolation first started, or like when I tore my hamstring like a few months ago and I was out of fitness, and I remember that I was just like very short tempered. I was having a lot of arguments with people in family, friends, even business. And the minute that I got back into the gym, I just felt a lot more chilled. And I was like, well, it's clearly because I'm exerting that negative energy into working out. And I think that, you know, I think that thanks to social media, you know, the perks of fitness have really gone past having big arms and nice legs. It's now more about like how good it makes you feel, how good it improves your mental state. And I think that as a, I hate the word, personally, I hate the word, but as an entrepreneur, really hate that word. Couldn't do what I do if I didn't train every day.
That's awesome. Now, is your gym closed because of Corona? Because my gym, Blink, is closed. I have a very poor people gym, but
it's closed. I kind of got the, oh, someone's trying to go away. Sorry, someone's trying to call. I've got a plug in my town who...
he let you in the gym illegally. We're reporting you.
He was like, I've got some keys to a studio. You can pay like a monthly rent or whatever.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's been pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah, that was actually really funny. I don't know if you noticed, but I went off there because I had someone trying to call me at the same time. It's this follower that we've got on the dating app, and he actually thinks that it's a girl profile. It's really strange. Like, he tries to call like all the time, and yeah, I've just had to message him now saying, please stop calling, you're going to get blocked.
Jesus.
I know. It's pretty severe, right?
So,
sorry about that.
No, it's cool. So, I I've had a million disasters on these fucking apps. I'm sure you've had some. Do people tell you about, like, some of the stuff that goes on? Do you hear about the nightmare stories about since you started it, or are you completely disinvolved in that aspect of it?
So I tried to, and tried to encourage Simon, my partner, not to get involved in those kind of things. Like, all we can control is if it gets, sorry to swear, but if it gets fucked up on a technicality point of view. For example, if someone's exact location gets leaked, which does happen on dating apps, which is really fucking scary. But you know, if someone emails us saying, "Oh, I met Johnny on a date last week and he's really rude to me," we can't really delve into that. All I would say is that we're working day in, day out to get the most genuine user experience. For example, on our next app update, we're getting face detection. So that way, I don't know if you've seen on Tinder or Bumble or Happn or all of these apps, is, you know, you get a load of profile pictures where it's their dog, or it's like just a black screen.
Yeah,
you can't
see who it is. Fuzzy pics or whatever.
Ah, they're the worst. Or it's not them, obviously, catfishing. So we're just trying to prevent that at the moment because, you know, obviously being a fitness dating app, we get a lot of, you know, great looking fitness females, and you get like a, you know, some more creepy guys who are going to create a fake profile.
You get those creeps.
Yeah, they're everywhere, but yeah, just got to deal with it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think because it's segmented that, you know, people are really laser focused on the kind of person that they're on there for. Whereas far as like the other apps, it's just kind of like a fucking free for all.
And I think that's where sort of being a niche dating app is quite cool. Like, obviously on Tinder, you can't really be specific in what you want to find. But, you know, on our app, or like, there's an app for everything. I mean, I saw an app the other day for people with bad digestion. I kid you not, like, there's an app to meet people with like the same like-minded things for everything right now. And
digestion?
I mean, when I saw that one, I was like, swear to God.
What?
When I saw that, I was like, Jesus Christ, like, I don't know. I'm pretty open-minded with like whatever floats people's boats, but that's not what I'd go down for. It's but yeah, I think sort of having a niche is definitely the way forward.
Do you ever have any crazy experiences on any of the other apps before you started this one?
Oh yeah, like I've had one which I 100% could send to Netflix and it'd be put into a movie. 100%, like it was so freaking creepy. Do you remember an app called Badoo? I mean, it's still going, but like,
can you spell it?
It's popular anymore. B A D D O O.
I don't remember that
I
one.
I think they sold it or something to Match or something like that. But yeah, so I met this girl on there and she was like absolutely stunning, like 5'10", blonde, like local to me, but she's from like Russia or something. And so she was like, okay, can you meet me at this train station? And I said to her, I was like,
train
not
station?
Really where I want to meet. I know. So I was like, it's not really the most romantic place to meet. And I was like, okay. So anyway, I do it. I was like 21 at the point. I'm 26 now, right? So it's 5 years ago. And I can remember, like, obviously went out to buy an outfit, got a haircut, like spraying up everything like this. I was like, this is it. This is it. This is the one.
No.
Right. So I'm like, this is going to be amazing. No, it takes... Don't feel sorry. Like, it takes a turn for the worse, like, in a really creepy way. And it's like, so I get there, and this is like an area called Hounslow in London, which some parts are nice, but some parts are quite rough, right? Like any town or city, mm-hmm. I guess. And she said, meet me at Hounslow East. I was like, oh, shit, that's the dodgy area. I was
like, fine. No.
So I went there, and I've, bless it, I put on a hoodie, and like, I put my hood up and everything. I was like, okay, right, I'm here. And as I got there, she wasn't there. So I call up my best mate and I'm like, mate, I think I've been stood up. He's like, doesn't matter, happens, go home. I was like, yeah, cool. So anyway, I was stuck out for 5 more minutes and the next thing I know, 5 cars come to the station and start donutting and circling me.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what the fuck? And fortunately at the time, like, I was playing rugby and everything and I was like reasonably fit. So I just managed to like assess the situation and absolutely sprinted, like got away from this straight away. And so I call up again the same mate and I was like, mate, what the hell is this? He said, I don't know, just get home. So anyway, when I got home, I call up my dad and I was like, mate, this happened, like what the hell is this? And all I can sort of assume is that it was a fake profile created by a gang.
Oh my God.
Yeah, 100%. And I was just like, yeah. And so I obviously was like pretty unknown to it, but I did some research on the internet. It's quite a common thing on some dating apps. I mean, it was 100%, like, that's the only dating app experience I've had where it was like actually scary.
Wow. Did that scare you off from using them again?
No, like I use Tinder. Mm-hmm. I sometimes use Bumble. You know, you can't judge millions of people on dating apps by one bad experience.
That's true, but that was pretty fucking scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, all I can say is that I'm glad that I could get out of the situation quick enough.
Yeah.
Like, I'd feel really awful if it was like someone who's really, you know, couldn't move or whatever. It was definitely something that I won't forget.
Well, yeah. This sounds so horrible, but like, I'm glad you're alive, mm-hmm. but like, take comfort in the fact that like, not only girls go through the fucking crazy things that we go through on these apps.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the thing. I think that, have you seen that Instagram page? I think it's called like Tinder Fails. Tinder Nightmares. Sorry. It's an awesome page. And it's basically like people's worst experiences on Tinder. And what they do is they submit them and they post them. And then in the comments, people just post their own. It's brilliant. It's great content. And I kid you not, like some of the stories that I was reading were like from guys. And I think, I don't think guys will ever have as bad experiences as some girls do on dating apps, but there are some there. I was like, Jesus Christ, that's wild.
Yeah. It's what, have you ever even been on dating apps, Alyssa? No, Alyssa has a boyfriend, yes. But like.
I've done Tinder. I liked Hinge. The most, I think.
What one's Hinge? Is that like the, is it like Bumble based for like the female opinion? Well,
no, it's a little different because it's like either the male, you can like comment on a picture before you even match with the person. And so, and it's not like the woman doesn't have to take control. The guy can take control or the woman can take control.
Yeah. Mm. But it just also seems like Tinder, I would re-download Tinder and it was just so obvious that people there are like, let's fuck. And it's like, no, I want to drink some coffee with you, please.
Like, can we like work up to that?
It's like,
I don't know if it's the same in the US, but like, I mean, everyone, I'm pretty sure in London at least knows why people are on Tinder. It is pretty much just for NSA or hookups or whatever, which is cool. I think if people have got to be on the same wavelength, I think it gets ugly when someone tries to convince them that they're not there for that, but they clearly are there for that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Oh, and then there's OkCupid, which everyone there
is. That's still a thing?
Yeah, it's still a thing, but they're all the people, or all the guys at least, are like, I'm looking to get married next week. You know what I mean? Like, they're all so, like, they all wear, like, dad clothes. No, I'm just kidding. A lot of them are cute. You know, I'm not trying to make them sound like they're...
Listen,
no, but
Coldplay and shit.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, I feel like Hinge is, like, the happy medium of, like, oh, well, you know, it would be nice if there's, like, a spark, but also, like, you know, it's...
FYI, yeah. I had a little crazy experience over the pandemic. I had a few, but,
on,
like,
Hinge?
The Hinge guy was the schlong guy.
Oh! Wait, can we talk about that?
Of course we can talk
about
it.
Oh, my God, Jamie, I'm so excited. I'm so excited for you to hear this. Go on, Rachel.
Jesus Christ, I'm actually a bit nervous, right? Go on.
I thought... Hinge was like the tame one, so like I gave that a shot and I matched with this guy, and I like him kind of far away, like,
right,
like London is great, you live in London, perfect, I'll see you in a year. But this guy lived about an hour away and he was super cool for like 3 days.
And an hour in America is like nothing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean it's
like in the UK that's ages for us.
Oh, really? I mean, it's a trek. You know what I mean? I drive. A lot of New Yorkers don't drive, but I drive. And so an hour isn't that bad. But
okay.
He saw a picture of my shape, and the conversation, like, from 3 days, it was great. And then the conversation like that in a split second turned to sex, and it got wild in like literally 2.2 seconds. Mm-hmm. And... so he asked me if I wanted to see his, you know,
his wiener.
His, yeah, that. And I was like, no, it's cool. And he sent the pic anyway. And it was the wildest thing I've ever seen. And so I was just like, I don't know what to do because I don't want to offend him, but I have so many questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh, this is interesting. It looks multi-layered. And so he sent another pic, which I don't know what was the rationale behind that.
It was very big, though. Good
for
him.
It was outrageous. And
but like a little bit too big. Like a little bit like, what have you been eating? You know what I mean?
Well, the picture, the pic that he sent me was him sitting on a chair in the kitchen with it out.
Mm-hmm.
Was he looking at the camera? Did he have his face in the shot?
He did not have his face in the shot, so he had some sense in his head.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a penis with that many colors.
What do you mean?
Well, it was
I'll let Alyssa be my penis.
Yeah, it just kind of looked
had about three or four different colors to it.
Yeah. But it was more like you said, multi-layered, you know?
Of course, just FYI, I'm sure you know this already. If you ever send an unsolicited dick pic to all the listeners out here, guess what? It's getting shown to everyone. And that's just what it is. Yeah. And like, you got to understand that. So
especially just to a stranger.
As a dude, I don't think people sort of understand that when you send pictures, I don't know, I've just always been of the opinion when it's out there, it's there.
Yeah.
And like it's on the internet forever. Like shit gets saved and, you know, people say, oh, well, Snapchat doesn't save. I'm like, yeah, but it's in their database. Like, where do you think it goes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like, I don't know. It's just one of those things that if you're going to send pictures, I guess you've just got to be super fully aware of, you know, it's out there for sure. Yeah. Which doesn't sound like an issue for him.
I made a little boo-boo. Faux pas.
This is great. I like this. Sorry.
It's okay. I may have sent it to a friend thinking that I sent it to her, and I actually sent it back to him. So no. My reaction is like, fuck, fuck, fuck. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh no. And then I block him immediately. And then the next morning, I start getting texts from all these different numbers trying to trick me. And I already started with the lie. I was like, wrong number. He's like, I know this is you, Rachel. And I'm just like, oh. And so I blocked that. And then he keeps calling from different numbers. And he actually spent money on another app to find out my personal information. So that's where I got a little like, oh, this is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
So that was my experience over the pandemic.
I don't know if this is a thing, but I'm pretty sure Tinder's doing, we're definitely working on it, like where you can stop unsolicited pics being sent.
Mm.
I know that with Tinder you can get like your profile reported for it, can't you?
So what I had done, because I thought he was cool for the first 3 days of speaking, I gave him my number. So he didn't send the picture through Tinder. He sent it, or Hinge or whatever it was. He actually sent it to my phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand. What is it, WhatsApp or what's the other one where you can actually retrieve the pic back?
Mm.
Or if it'll tell you if someone sent, like, takes a screenshot of the picture.
Snapchat, yeah. Right?
Snapchat.
I think that's Snapchat. But
doesn't
I
that
been on
seem
Snapchat
like the smartest option if you're going to do something like that?
Yeah.
Right. That's what I was saying. It's like, I've always thought that. And then one of my friends said it to me. He was like, yeah, but where do you think the picture goes? Like, surely there's a database. I know I'm like super deeping this.
No, yeah.
I'm just one of those guys that if like an image got leaked of me for work purposes or whatever, it's just like the worst. And I don't know. I guess it's just if there's a Snapchat leak, that's when there'll be an issue.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Huh. Yeah, it's all crazy. It's just wild to me, like, especially in these times that, like, people are just that free still. But I guess it takes having something like that happen for you to be like, oh, I probably shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I mean, the unsolicited pictures is mad. I don't know, like, I think if I sent a picture to a girl, I'd always be like, do you want one? Or, do you want to see it? I would just be like, here, look at it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's what makes sense. But I mean, you know,
this guy's confidence, though.
It's wild. Yeah, he was very, very confident. But back to your app. So, how long has this app been in existence?
A couple of years now, since 2018. So it's still in the sort of like startup phase, but yeah, it's growing pretty quick. We're over, I think, 200,000 members
200?
Now.
Wow, that's amazing. I looked at your social media and I thought it was like 50. That it's grown over to 200. That's insane.
Yeah, obviously, like, I think the Instagram will always be less because obviously you get downloads from Google Ads, Facebook Ads, SEO, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's like a daily hustle, which has been really enjoyable.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the people that I work with for it are thoroughly mentally invested in it, which is always really important.
That's so cool. Now, say like, if you were going to make another app that's like specialized for a different type of person. Mm-hmm. Do you have any ideas with that?
Yeah, we're considering doing a gay alternative or an LGBT alternative. Because I don't know if you've noticed it, but I certainly noticed it when I was in WeHo in Los Angeles, like, which is where's that like gay district?
I mean, I know the one in New York. I don't know the one in LA.
There was this one in LA, right? And we went past this gay gym and like they're all in absolutely ridiculously good shape. And I was like, that could be such a good app, like a gym gay dating app. It would be huge.
Yeah.
So thinking about it.
Yeah.
But,
that's awesome.
I think there's a lot. I mean, as we said earlier, I think if you've just got a common interest, then you can make an app out of it, I guess.
Yeah, totally.
So have you found a match from your own app?
No one believes when I say this, but like, so this is the worst thing, is that I met someone on the app.
Aww.
And we were like seeing each other for a while. And I, unfortunately, like my business head took over my emotional, sentimental head. And like, I was like, oh my God, we could get on this TV show talking about it. We could get on this newspaper talking about it. And I was literally like, this is gold. And then I was like, okay, you relax, it's a relationship, not a fucking business ploy. But yeah, it didn't work out for whatever reason, but it's kind of cool to say that it happened, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. It would be weird if you didn't meet someone on it because you got to prove it.
I mean, I don't use it as much now because I just find it creepy talking to girls. Cause then when they look at your profile, they're like, why are you on your own app?
Oh no.
But then when you go on to Tinder, they're like, why are you here if you've got your own app? So I'm like, I can't fucking fit in anywhere.
And like, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. It's like, does anyone meet in real life anymore?
Well, yeah. Because of Corona, you mean? Or
no,
like...
just like even before Corona. I feel like I couldn't even tell you the last time a guy has approached me on the street.
Oh, I see what you're
or,
saying. Yeah.
Or like anywhere.
Yeah.
In a club. Yeah.
We don't even have clubs in New York anymore. Isn't that fucking wild? Like there's like maybe three.
And I think it's honestly, I'm not just saying it because you're on the phone, but it's the best city I've ever been to. It's incredible.
Wait, so can you repeat that? I'm sorry, I missed that. The first part.
So I went to New York for New Year's.
Oh, New York.
With my stepbrother. And yeah, just it was incredible. Without a doubt, the best city I've ever visited. 100%. Huh.
Where did you, please don't tell me you were like in Times Square or something.
You go onto my Instagram, I literally uploaded a picture today of me in Times Square.
Did you?
So, like, we did the most touristic thing. Sorry, touristy thing ever.
We get it.
Bang in the middle. Mm-hmm. Obviously watched the ball come down for New Year's, which is insane. Did all the sort of like bougie shops.
So you,
the typical New York experience.
Stood in the freezing cold? For how long?
Well, you got to bear in mind that I'm from England, he's from Russia. So, like, we're pretty immune to cold.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's pretty cold, I guess. Standard winter, not too bad.
Oh. Rachel, have you ever done that? Did you ever watch the ball drop?
Like, no.
In person?
No.
I only did it one time, and it was, like, the day after I moved to New York City, and I was like, I'm from the suburbs, and so I was like, I'm gonna go, and I went by myself, and I got there into Times Square, and I was like already like still pretty like nervous, like, oh my gosh, like I'm gonna get home late, like I hope, like, you know, and so I'm already like terrified and think that everyone's out to get me because I'm like, I just moved here from the suburbs, and this guy in Times Square looked at me with one eye and was like, you live in Kew Gardens, right? Which is true. And I like immediately like ran away and ran all the way home. Like I didn't stop. I actually got off the subway in Kew Gardens and I bolted to my apartment. And then I was like, like
maybe
in
my
bed.
Maybe he's your neighbor.
I think he was, like, looking back now, I would look at him and be like, oh yeah, yeah, what's up? And he'd be like, I saw you on the train. I'd be like, cool, happy new year, bye. But because I was just in that still, like, you know, when you're not from here and it's late, and I think I was like 19 at the time, too, so I was like just terrified.
Yeah.
And I was just, and it didn't help that he didn't have one eye. Like that, I'm not going to lie. There's something, no, I'm just kidding. But no, it was just like in the night, it just felt like, oh my God, you know, but nothing wrong with having one eye for anyone that's listening. Just so you know.
That could be a dating
canceled.
App. Sure. That could definitely be what, like, one-eye dating app, 100%.
Yeah, one-eye dating apps.
Or just, like, just people that are, you know, paraplegic or disfigured or something. So it's, like, it's out there
totally.
And people can accept it. That's actually...
That would actually be really nice. I'm not even making a joke. I think that would be actually very nice.
Can I tell you something?
So, yeah.
When I was younger, because I didn't want to be an asshole, mm-hmm. this guy that was in a wheelchair asked me out, and I felt like an asshole if I would have said no.
Yeah.
So I went, but he drove a car.
Oh, nice.
He would not let me help him. He literally got in the door and set up the whole wheelchair while he was sitting in the front seat.
Wow. Good for him. That's awesome. That's really cool. I like that he has that confidence. He's like, Rachel, I got it.
I mean, it was. Aww. It was a time.
Oh, well, how did it go though? How was the date?
It was fine.
Did you guys go to a dance or like
a dance?
It just seems like you guys like he's like.
No, we just went to a barbecue place. That was it.
Oh, that's nice.
Anywho, that's neither here nor there. Well, that's great. I wish you so much success with this dating app. So you've heard the podcast before, and Jamie reached out to me, which I was super happy about, that people even care about it wherever else, you know, that we're not doing it.
It's honestly one of the only podcasts that I've liked.
Oh,
that's amazing.
We typically listen to them because, like, it's cool to sort of see what the sort of dating scene is saying. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, I'm sure you girls noticed, like, the dating scene now is so much more chilled because it's, like, a lot more open because of dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that this is you girls got a really good sort of vibe to it. I think having girls especially add a lighthearted touch to dating is very fresh.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sometimes it gets taken a bit too seriously. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's really cool to hear.
Yeah, I definitely think it would be a different vibe if we were like feminists or something. But I mean, you might be, Alyssa. I'm not.
I feel like I'm a feminist and like we should all have equal rights. But I'm not like get out. You know what I mean? I feel like it gets blown out of proportion sometimes.
It's kind of like I obviously don't really want to take a dark turn for the worse on this podcast of what's going on at the moment, but I think with relation to what happened to with Black Lives Matter and everything, I think that if you need reminding that women should be equal, and if you need reminding that Black Lives Matter, then you've got a problem.
Mm-hmm,
do you know what
totally.
I mean? For me, it's just second nature. Like that's why whenever I see stuff like Black Lives Matter, I'm like, shit, it's 2020. Is this actually happening?
Wild.
And like,
yeah,
with the feminist argument, it's just like I'm pretty sure they are equal. Like, what's the argument here?
Yeah, totally. So, yeah. And I just feel like sometimes people make it look bad. Like being a feminist makes it look bad because. Oh wait, what were you saying?
With the Black Lives Matter. I think it needs to be aggressive because it needs to be asserted. But I think sometimes with feminism, it can be put across a bit aggressively, which is perhaps what you were leading to there.
I totally agree. And yeah, it's crazy times.
And we see a lot because Alyssa and I both work at a comedy club, and mm-hmm. we see women getting offended all the time. Yeah. Women will like leave during the middle of the show and just make a whole scene, and it's just like, lady, calm down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It could be because, you know, I'm a little older.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the greatest, not a turn on as such, but one of the greatest traits that someone can have, guy or girl, is not taking themselves too seriously.
Yeah.
I think that it's always a really key way to get someone to engage with you. If you can point fun at yourself, or like you can have a joke about yourself, because then that person will be like, oh, this guy seems pretty chill. Like I can actually talk and open up with him. And that's so important, I think, whether it's relationships, business, personal, like to have that ability. It's, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's always good if they also show it right away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, don't hide that if that's who you are. Because then, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you tell everyone what the specifics, where they can find you, your IG, all that stuff.
My IG. Okay, so it's JXMIE93. So it's Jamie93, but the X replaces the A. I'm really edgy like that. Do you know what I mean? Like really trendy. What's the word? I think it'll come to me in a minute anyway. And yeah, then the dating app on Instagram is FitFCK, not FitFuck, as we said earlier.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah. I mean, it was just natural that I was like, wait, really? This is the name of his
dating app? I've had some meetings where, like, you know, it's meant to be like really high key. Everyone's wearing suits and everything, and you're talking, and they're like, and you see them for about 5 minutes. It's like on the tip of their tongue, and they don't want to say it, but they're like, and then the end will just be like, how do I say it? It's always kind of funny, but yeah, as I just said, I mean, they go just laughing at it is the best way to get them to open up and say it normally.
So, I mean, it's obviously exclusive just to your area. Like, what's the range?
Well, the thing is that we tried targeting it purely in the UK. And then obviously the issue that we got was because we did some Instagram posts, which went completely viral. Like we had a video of a girl that we worked with doing like a bum selfie in the mirror after a workout, and it hit like 1 million views. And I remember when we did that, tons of people from like the States started downloading, and then like Europe and Australia. So you can technically download it in any country.
Oh, nice.
But it's mainly predominantly focused in the UK. I know when I went to New York, there were some people on it, which is quite cool.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I think that we want to, in inverted commas, conquer the UK first. And then I think the States is definitely first on the agenda.
That's awesome.
I can definitely see it coming here. And I can see it being really, really successful.
Can you imagine in LA? Like, dating in LA would be huge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's all they would care about. Yeah.
Yeah. You should also open up, like, dating gyms that's connected to the app where it's like...
Hell, yeah. I can't believe some gyms don't do that.
Yeah, right? It's like...
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. When I go to the gym, though, I'm like not that girl. Like
I'm not either. Yeah, but I respect the people that are. Like, you know,
like those girls that are like in like see through pants with their thongs out. Like,
yeah.
Wow. And they're the ones who complain about guys looking at them.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm so ugly when I go to the gym. I wear like an old like Garfield shirt. You know what I mean? Like, you know those like old like oversized Garfield shirts with like sweat. I look horrible. Like,
stop.
No, but I'm like that. But like, at least I know that that's my type, you know, in the gym, you know, like that's who I am. And I'm okay with that. Like, I am hyperventilating in the corner and I'm down. Like, I like it. Like, I miss the gym. I miss being the Garfield shirt.
I respect the girls that go to the gym with no makeup. I can't even leave the house. Like, it's probably not the best.
Oh, yet. Wait, what? So you have to wear makeup? Or
yeah.
Oh, you
not,
do?
I don't wear a lot, but I can't be amongst all those fucking buff ass dudes and not have makeup on.
See, but like, are you, when you're at the gym, like, do you want a guy to come up to you? Like, for me, I just would rather if they didn't. Like, that's just for me, but that, I'm not someone that is, like, I'm not in that scene. You know what I mean? Maybe one day I'll like have abs and be in that scene. But as of right now, I'm just like, don't look at me. You know what I mean?
Do you generally approach women a lot at the gym, Jamie?
And how do you do it?
It's really strange. Like, I've often said, and this is really contradictory to having a fitness dating app, but a gym is the most daunting place to approach a girl. If you think about it, like, you're half naked most of the time. You're sweating, like, veins are up, whatever, like, you're looking really angry. How are you meant to go and talk to a girl? How are you meant to go and talk to a girl like that? Like, I'd way prefer just literally to walk up to someone in the park and just say, hi, how are you? I think that, but like, I think at the gym, though, because it's the same place, you often get that situation where the same girl keeps coming at the same time, you keep making eye contact, and I think eventually just like, okay, now we can talk, but like, just totally. Off the cuff. Yeah, it's just one of those things. It's definitely very outfit dependent, I feel.
Like, if outfit dependent?
Wearing, like, yeah. Like, if you're not wearing much and like, it's just a bit like full on, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know. It kind of gives the wrong impression, I guess.
I feel like there's a code, right? Like, if I make eye contact with you, then it's acceptable.
Yeah. Totally.
But I don't know. Guys are, they don't really follow codes.
Some guys don't. That is true.
They got, you know, they got big balls.
Sorry, I've probably laughed too much on this podcast. This has been funny though.
I probably should have more of a filter in my mouth, but I guess that's why I wouldn't have a podcast if I did. You know,
100%.
I like your no filter.
That's what makes the podcast definitely.
Well, it has been lovely. I've wanted to bring out my fake. Yeah. I try. It doesn't work out, but it's, you know, I really would actually like to come to England just to find a dude to bring him back, because I'm obsessed. And I didn't tell you this before. I'm obsessed with British accents, like obsessed. And
so if you sort out a green card for me, if that's what they call it, then you can do that deal.
Is that we'll all
do
it
that
takes?
Deal. In the UK, that's like gold having a good time. They're so hard to get hands on. But quick question whilst on the topic of New York, what's your opinions on 6ix9ine?
On Tekashi 6ix9ine
or the sex position?
I mean, Tekashi 6ix9ine, I mean, we can talk about both, but
well,
it's so funny that that's even like a thing over there. Like, I'm not, he's a goof burger to me.
I don't know what's going on. What is that?
So Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I've heard a little bit, but I need the full scoop.
Is a rat. He's like a half rapper, but like all the kids love him.
Okay.
But he ratted on everybody.
Oh yeah.
To get out of jail.
Yeah. Okay. I did hear about that.
But like, so people care about Tekashi 6ix9ine where you are?
The dude's gone from like 14 million to 22 million on Instagram.
Wow.
Out of jail. Like, yeah, he's big in the UK, and I think anything he does at the moment, people are talking about.
Wow.
It's interesting. People don't really get, like, I think the kids probably are more into him, but the adults, we got this whole code
of
the street.
I would say it's like, I think he's honestly the most intelligent self-marketer I've ever seen.
Really?
Like, hold me out on this, but he's, everything he does is so calculated. and so timed. And I think that whilst I don't condemn ratting or snitching or anything like that, mm-hmm. I think if you can come out of that situation with anyone backing you, you've got to commend that in some form. Like, it's impressive, but, you know.
Well, didn't, like, T-Pain just do a song with him or something?
No, it was,
Not T-Pain, it was somebody else.
Akon.
That fucking guy. Listen, I respect what you're saying. I just think that there's no way this guy is, like, living a happy life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
I understand completely. No, 24-hour security can't be a happy life. No,
mm-hmm. And just to constantly feel like you have to troll people, like, I don't know. There's a million ways in this world to make money. There's a million ways in this world to get ahead. Clearly, he's found a niche. I'm not saying that he hasn't. I just don't know how much longer he can keep it up.
Yeah, it's you know, particularly in a city like New York, where there are, you know, different areas. Call it that. I think it's very brave. Sort of running your mouth in that area for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's not like he can hide.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
He can't hide from anything. Like, have you seen what this guy looks like?
Yeah, he's like a rainbow, right? He's like a My Little Pony.
Rainbow hair, face
with
tattoo,
a tattoo on his ass and everything.
I mean, I respect, like, he has skills I don't possess as far as, like, being able to attract that many people off of not just your music, but just you being a nut job. Mm-hmm. In a sense,
the dude did an Instagram live, and I think the highest view count before that was Drake with like 700k. He got 1 million people watching at one time.
Wow. Do you think people are watching because they like him or just because he's a shit show?
But you know what? I was asking myself that when I was watching it. I was like, "Why am I watching this?" And I was like, "It's 100% just because I was fixated by it."
Mm-hmm.
I was like. I was literally thinking to myself, I was like, this is not real. Like, this guy has just come out of prison and he's crazy. But that, I'll take my hat off because, as you said earlier, he's got to have big balls to do that. But it is crazy. You can't deny that it's wild and very on the edge of life kind of thing.
Absolutely. And I just, it's fascinating to me that his reach is that worldwide. Because I don't, you know, we think of these people that... I would never think that he would have a international appeal, but that's cool for him, I guess. You know, whatever. Anyway.
Slightly off topic.
Anyway. Yeah,
it's been lovely coming on.
That's great, but it was wonderful chatting with you.
Yeah.
100%. Thank
if you.
You
come to London, let me know.
I'm dying to come to London. You have no idea, but it was amazing having you as our guest for our first episode back. It has been way too long, and I'm so excited to be back. I hope everything goes great with your app, and maybe I'll get on it one day. Who knows? Maybe, you know, 100%. I'll get in the gym, and I'll work it out.
Lovely. Thank you
awesome.
For having me, girls.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank
Talk
you.
To you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. So we're going to wrap it up, but... I am so excited to be back. I'm so excited to have you, Alyssa, join our team.
It's good to be here.
Yes, amazing. And so Sarah will be back for the next one, and we can't wait to talk to you again. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Guys, do you have a dating app disaster or even a good story to share with us? Please, we want to hear about it, and we might just read it out loud or might have you call in the show. So please email us at...
datingappdisasterspodcast@gmail.com.
Must you say it like that?
It's the stupidest email.